question was asked last night by one of the Talmidim. They want to know the law or the subject of taking the knives off the table at the time of Birkat HaMazon. Is that our minhag? And what exactly does it entail? Maran in Siman Kuf Peh writes, Nohagim lechasot hasakin b'sha'at Birkat HaMazon. Maran writes that it's the custom to cover the knives that are on the table at the time you make Birkat HaMazon. Different reasons were given. One reason is because the table that a person eats on is compared to a mizbeach. By the mizbeach, it says, "Lo tanif alehim barzel," that you're not allowed to use metal in carving out the stones of the mizbeach. And the mizbeach is in order to lengthen a person's life. That's the reason, because the mizbeach is to lengthen a person's life, and a knife made out of metal is in order to shorten a person's life, chas v'shalom. And therefore, according to this, when we're making Birkat HaMazon at the table that's similar to a mizbeach, so they want to hide the knives. Another reason that's brought down is because of a story that happened of somebody that was making Birkat HaMazon, and when he got to Bonei Yerushalayim, he got so upset and he was reminded about the destruction of Jerusalem that he took the knife that was on the table and he stabbed himself in the stomach, chas v'shalom, and from that time on they made a takana, so nobody should be so upset, they shouldn't have any weapons on the table, to take it off before Birkat HaMazon. Other reasons were given also for this minhag. The Kaf HaHayim brings down that Yaakov Abinu's blessing was mitala shamayim u'mishmaneh ha'aris. We're blessed from the Shamayim and the Aris. That's the beracha that we have. And that's what we mentioned in Birkat HaMazon, ala Aris, which is the beracha of Yaakov. And Esav was blessed, al harbecha tehyeh, that he's blessed on his sword. And therefore, wouldn't it be proper when we're making the beracha, Birkat HaMazon, to have Esav's weapon on the table at the time that we're involved in Birkat Yaakov. Another reason is brought down, that if you look in the Birkat HaMazon, there is no peh sofit in Birkat HaMazon. And someone explained that that's because that at the time of the Birkat HaMazon, there are no bad angels that are able to attack us. The Kaf HaHayim brings down the names of these angels. Shetzef, Ketzef, Za'af, Negev, Reshef, they all end up with a peh sofit. So we don't have a peso fit in Birkat HaMazon. We're lacking all this bad. So then we take off the sakin also to show that we're free from the Malach HaMavet and all his angels of the doom at the time of the Birkat HaMazon. Another explanation is that since we're praying for the reconstruction of Yerushalayim, it says that when Mashiach comes, Lo Yisa Goy El Goy Herev, that when Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any more wars. There's not going to be any more need for weapons. And therefore, we're taking the weapons off the table to show already that we're anticipating that time of Mashiach, when Binyan Yerushalayim, where there's not going to be any more weapons. Hence the covering of the knives. Arizal had a totally different understanding. He learned that it depends on where a person's neshama comes from, the source of his neshama. If it comes from Kayin or it comes from Hevel. If it comes from Kayin, so you have to take, not only cover the knives, he says, but you have to take the knives off the table. Totally. And since we don't know if we come from Kayin or Hevel, the source of Aneshama, everybody should be Mahmir, that they come from Kayin, and not only cover the knives, he says, but take the knives off the table, and there's no difference, according to Arizal, between a weekday or Shabbat. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai writes also, that this law would apply ben Behol, ben Beshabbat, based on the opinion of Arizal. They do have a question, I saw in a sefer called Bet Avi, he has a question, what about a plastic knife? So they have to take plastic knife off the table. They want to say, it depends on the reasons you give. If you're giving the reasons because you're not allowed to have metal by the Mizveyach, this is plastic, it's okay. If you want to say that the reason is because it's a weapon, somebody killed himself during Birkat HaMazon because of Yerushalayim, so somebody's plastic knives can be used also as weapons. So for that matter, you should take the plastic knives off the table. I guess the box cutters also. In any event, there's one last chiddush that the Mekubalim bring down, that during the Sa'uda, we have on the table a sakin, we have melach, we have ochel, the food, and lechem. That's Rashi Tevot, Samech Mem, Aleph Lamed, which is the name of the Satan. So therefore, before Birkat HaMazon, we take the sakin off the table, we get rid of the Samech, and we put a kos for Birkat HaMazon. And now we have melach, kos, ochel, and lechem, which is Rashi Tevot Michael. So we go from Samech Mem to Michael, therefore the knife is taken off the table according to that reason. Therefore, the halakha, we should keep this minhag. Of course, it's not me'akev. If somebody left a knife on the table, maybe Birkat HaMazon, it's not me'akev, but it's a nice practice. Shulchan Aruch brings it down that before Birkat HaMazon, you say to take the knives off the table, like the Arizal, like the Ben Ish Chai brings down in his halakhot.